Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. Today we got a special radio show where we're going to be discussing all the events that happened over the weekend. We kind of took separate from what we were having all these guests and stuff because we wanted to go over once a month. We tend to do that, especially if there's breaking news around. So we're going to be doing that. If you want to be participating in it, you call in at 515-602-9657. We got a bunch of breaking news we're going to talk to. But first, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. Before we get into all this stuff, everything happened this morning in my University of Miami. And we got to set this up. What's happening is Ron DeSantis was speaking at the UM. And he had a bunch of kids in the background and everything else he's setting up on that. And so what happened was is that he went there and he started to speak. And he saw these kids wearing masks. So here is his response that's now viral, and we're going to play it for you. Now, this is what happened. This is what we call a great governor, a great, great governor. In that he told them point blank to these kids, stop being a robot. It's not doing anything. The mask, stop. And the same thing with the people that the masks don't do a damn thing except for one thing, get you sick. You get there's a massive increase of respiratory diseases, cancer, lung cancer, and everything else because of these masks. People are literally talking to lawyers, to sue Fauci and Biden and others because of that. And, you know, and this is really, really bad. And, you know, that's what he was talking about. And first of all, let me go and welcome everybody. Today is Ash Wednesday. And we want to get Ron DeSantis, what he did. It's so great. I had to get this out. But today is Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of Lent. And then eventually goes to Holy Week and repentance and all that type of stuff. And, you know, coming up in 15 days is St. Paddy's Day. And then you got Good Friday, and Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter. You also got Passover in between all that. So all this is coming around, and we're heading into that type of thing. And religion and religious freedom is at stake, so as our freedom to speak. And at the House of Representatives here in Tallahassee, up in Tallahassee, or I should say here in Tallahassee, we actually have a ballot going on. We actually got the laws passed through the House, going through the Senate now, and we'll be able to be on DeSantis' desk. And what that, what it is transparency in our schools, and allows the parents to be parents, and allows the parents to have a say over what's being taught, the curriculum in the schools. And this is very important, because the left, the communists, I don't even call the Democrats anymore. There's no such thing as a Democratic Party anymore. It's the Communist Party. The Democrats, as of yesterday, is dead. It's long gone and buried. It's the Communist Party. That's the one they want. In fact, TIP, or whatever you want to call her, calls her the Workers' Party. She says, I'm a Democrat, but I also am the Workers' Party, in her rebuttal over Biden last night. And this is what it is, and as they say. So if you want freedom, Detroit's coming up in 22, and all these elections and primaries and everything else. If you're looking at primaries, vote for America first. First for Florida first, first for Texas first, vote for America first. What you heard last night at one point, and we talked to a lot of people yesterday in around D.C. and around the country, after watching what they call the convening of the State of the Union, which, you know, with a lot of his comments, and we'll go over them later, is that as soon as he started to go with Buy American and all that type of stuff, he took Trump, and he really was trying to be Trump. Everybody knows he's full of shit. If you really want to Buy America, the first thing you got to do is open the pipelines, the Keystone Pipeline, the other pipelines, drill baby drill, and stop buying $800 million worth of oil, Russian oil, supplying the oligarchs and the Russian dictator and the war machines going into Ukraine. If that's what we're doing. We're buying oil from Russia. We don't need to do that. We were energy independent until Biden got in. Trump made this country energy independent. The communists, it's taking that away, and that's one of the main reasons why we're paying $4, $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon gas. During his speech last night, during Brandon's speech last night, I won't even call him Brian, call him Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon's speech last night, which he talked about Ukraine, and then said that even though the Russians are surrounding the Iranian people, yeah, you know, it's actually Ukraine. Kamala had to hold herself on that.
You know what's funny about that is he reads it off a teleprompter. Does he need glasses?
He's squinting. Eric Bowling said the same thing. He is squinting.
All three of them look buzzed. He looked buzzed, Pelosi looked buzzed, and Kamala looked mad and buzzed. The three buzzers.
Yeah. You know, and it's really, really crazy. You know, I don't know.
And were you watching Pelosi? She had a smile from grin to grin, from side to side. She was up, she was down, she was stood, she looked, she went through her papers.
Did anyone know?
Talk to anybody. And that was even rude that she was speaking, her and Kamala were speaking to her.
Yeah, they were talking about
Kamala
a little bit. But there was something on the desk there that nobody could figure out. Maybe it was something, some kind of snapshot to hit Biden if he falls down or something. But, you know, we figured that he was going to talk out, you know. By the way, the speech is an hour, 5 minutes long. There were several errors around. And we're
it was
into
all a lie from beginning to end. Okay, and now see, you got 80% of the country that are for Trump, and you have 20% that are indoctrinated. And that's how it is.
Did you look how empty the place was to begin with? And did you also see that only a handful of people wearing masks, most of them weren't?
But where were all of them? And hold on, did you see what our money went to? We reupholstered all the fabrics for the Ukrainian flag.
Yeah, that's what it looked
what
like.
What was with that?
Yeah.
They were wearing the Ukrainian colors. They were working pins and ribbons and what the heck? They're not helping them. We're not doing anything. All Biden's doing, and the sanctions are just garbage because we're buying oil and gas from there. How much are we spending on oil and gas with this?
I know they're spending about almost $500 billion worth of oil coming out of Russia.
So why are we going to...
We don't need to do that. We have no need to...
Why are we going to deplete our reserves? What's that
about?
We don't
need to, because he refused. He's catering to the far left environmental...
But we don't need to. DeSantis can drill here. We have a surmountable amount of oil and gas here in this state.
We have more.
Why are we not drilling here?
Because of the environmental wackos.
Who cares? Do it anyway. He's the governor. All he has to do is do it. So you're saying the rhinos are in on the crap too?
Look, right now.
How much do those state reps make a year? $10,000?
Look, I don't know what they're doing, but the point is. Point is
they don't care about the people.
Okay, look. Under Trump, we were energy independent for the first time in over 75 years. We actually were selling oil and natural gas to Europe and everywhere else. And our deficit was starting to come down and all that stuff happening. And we were able to do things. And we did not allow the Russians to build a second pipeline. To Europe. All that moves made sure that Russia didn't have the money, finance, or the guts to invade Ukraine or anything else. They stole the election. Biden got in. Putin saw the advantage, and that's what's happening here.
Do you really believe that?
I believe that
Obama and Hillary and Biden are in on it.
They may
because
be money wise.
And it wouldn't even surprise me if you said, hey, you know, what's Putin's first name?
I don't know. We all call him Putin.
Okay. Would it surprise you? Hey, Putin, you know, let's make this happen, man. Let's go into Ukraine. Let's kind of like get shit going. Let's destroy it. Let's take over.
Yeah.
Let's get powerful.
I got knowledge. Yeah, you might be very in depth, but I got knowledge why I think that Brandon is going into Ukraine. The reason why Brandon is going is because Ukrainian government has the evidence to put Brandon and his son Hunter, by the way, where's Hunter, into prison for the rest of life and peace and everything else. I think he's allowing Russia to do what he's doing so they can get rid of the evidence that will come away. I think that's a crime.
It's easy. Send it by courier.
But, but it's failing. And what Biden doesn't understand is that it's failing because the Ukrainian military, the Ukrainian citizens, never really defeated their life. They actually defeated Hitler and Nazi Germany.
Oh, yeah, they gave them up.
And the breaking news is that Putin had a 40-man Chechen team to try and assassinate the President Zelensky. And that's why the Chechen team was eliminated, alienated. It was the time.
They gave them guns.
Now the Russian military is surrendering in droves. Russian armies are actually putting down the Alpine shots.
So what do you think about Putin and his little new comment? Do you think he's maniacal to do it?
No, I think right now he's just trying to save face. But I think what he's doing, and there's a lot of warning signs, is that he may try cyber attack into this country. And that's the money that came out today, is that he's looking to do a cyber attack on the U.S. But we are ready for that, despite the Brandon.
You mean the entire net, or how would that be
by attacking our military and stuff like that, but we've been to, our...
They're going to have the black, the white, and the red hats working on it.
The white hats are working pretty good, and we actually, when we arrest these black hats, we also make them white hats, you know, the whole nine yards to our cyber team, FBI and others. But all that stuff is good. We have, and we're pretty good intelligence, and, you know, not under, I know the communists around, but if you see deeper above the political aspect of things, you start looking down to the actual workers, the grunts, the real detectives, the real investigators, the real agents, they're doing the job.
What happened with the convoy and the truckers?
The truckers are in, there's a lot of truckers coming, there are truckers that surrounded the Capitol and the DC entrances, and they'll be there, and they'll be broken supplies down for them.
Are those gates still up, or whatever the fence is?
Yeah, that's gates still up. They're going to continue to do their thing, until, just like they did in Canada.
So the senators and the representatives are still in the Capitol? They haven't left?
I don't know how that's going to fly in and out like that. But the point is that the freedom fighters, and that's what they are, and they're heroes, are out there doing their thing. They're standing up. They're literally standing up to fight for freedom. And that's actually a pretty good thing. And we love that. And that is very, very important. All right, in honor of the freedom fighters, we're going to play One Crack Down.
Be turned.
All right. We actually have a little extra something of last night's response. We got Marjorie Taylor Greene to comment on her plan to secure our border as a rebuttal. That is Marjorie Taylor Greene, part of her response last night. If you stay up late enough to hear it, she was actually the best of all the speeches. Even the governor, Marjorie Taylor Greene was actually the best one out there. She told it like it is. She called, Hunter Biden Joe Biden the criminal enterprise and stuff like that. And she really, really was good at that.
The Biden crime family.
And really, really was interesting.
You know what? You know what was really sad? In his speech, he spoke about Bo.
And that was really...
How many of those people last night did he use as a pawn?
A lot.
That poor wife whose husband had died in the military.
Right.
That young kid, what was that about his type 1 diabetes?
Okay, that's great point. Okay, first of all, Trump made it easy. He actually lowered the cost. Trump, when he was president, lowered the cost of diabetes and insulin, lowered the cost of the insulin for diabetes.
I know he did.
And he did. He did it really. When the first couple of days that Brandon got into office, he eliminated,
wiped it out
to an executive order that actually quadrupled the price of insulin. Biden is the one that caused the heartache, not Trump.
Biden and Obama and Hillary and the rest of the criminals are making sure the people suffer, whether at a job or mask or mandates or getting that shot. Or buying food at the grocery store. Okay, I am sorry. I read online yesterday about Colgate Palmolive. They're charging $10 for a tube of toothpaste. Who in their lifetime would ever think that a tube of toothpaste would cost $10 to brush your teeth? That's insane. What is inflation at now? What's the rate? 10 or 12?
It'll be 10% coming out. The February reports should be coming out by Friday.
And here it goes again. The products are shrinking. They misprinted on the size, and you're paying more, and you're getting less. How about the salsa jars? That's hilarious. Because we like powder to put in our milk.
It's half the bottle.
Right. It's filled halfway for powder for coffee. Halfway. The boxes, if you buy ID Sweet and Low, you buy the box now, it's half full. They say it's 100, but it isn't 100. So they're misleading, they're doing price gouging, and they're stealing from the people, and Biden is creating this whole
scenario.
Right. Really. And you're wondering why people are suffering.
Okay, he didn't mention anything about stuff. He tried to circumvent it. He probably circled around it and everything else, but he did not mention, really talk about the people's feeling about being with the rents and prices.
He's creating the problems. Yeah. But the best line was the pandemic is creating the inflation.
Okay, what's creating the inflation is their spending. Let's go back to Rick Santelli and the Tea Party movement, back when Obama goes in office, went back to 2009. He goes, stop the spending. Let's form a Tea Party. That's how the Tea Party started back in 2009. we need to go and to do that. And we are having that. Amy Kramer and Jenny Beth Martin and others are still doing that. They got me to know that stuff. And the Tea Party Movement out is out there.
He whined about his bills. You got to pass my bills. I need my bill back better.
Bill back better is going to, you cannot spend more to get just to, look, he has no concept of economics. The more you spend, the more deficits you go in half because you're not making any money, you're not bringing anything back, you're spending more, spending more, spending more. So you got a bigger, bigger deficit. Look, this country is in debt, and it's really, really bad. It's $32-33 trillion.
Bring back Trump.
Bring back Trump.
Sell oil and gas again.
By the way, there's no such thing as bottom middle out. It doesn't work that way. The bottom does not create jobs. The top creates the jobs. You got to have a boss.
He's going after the wealthy.
I've never seen a poor person create a job. I do see business owners.
This is what will happen. He'll go after the wealthy and do whatever he's got to do. And who's going to pay for it?
We are.
Because
do
you think a business is in business to take a loss?
No, and they're going to pass down the cost.
That's
so
right.
We raise taxes on the business owners.
It's never going to pass the Senate.
No, in fact, Manchin already said he's not
and
doing
Tanina,
it. And
Tanina, there is Rollo, that ain't going to happen.
No,
and that guy that had what, had a coma or a stroke or whatever, he's gone.
Okay. Right now, there's 31 Democrats in the House of Representatives that resigned or retired.
Yep.
The record is 40 back in 1994. That's when they had the bank, and that's what when the Democrats Club was stealing the bank, basically. And so what? So this is same thing, except they're not stealing anything. They're just very bad policy. People are being choked. They're being literally choked. The American people want to be able to decide what's being taught in schools. The parents want to be parents. The government, they want government out of their way. That's why everybody on the 14 must go see whose children are they. It's very important because it's just that. You also have systematic deception. By Kevin Sorbo, and he'll be on as a guest in a couple of weeks. And then you got 2,000 bills with Denise D'Souza, which will be on in the end of March. And you got many others coming on. But it is very important that we have that these things are. We had Rebecca Freeritz last week on the Whose Children Are They? And that is extremely important. It goes across the line with systematic deception. And CRT and indoctrination recruitment of our children. Biden yesterday, in his speech, he wants to indoctrinate and control your kids. And he wants to expand it not only for kindergarten kids, but preschoolers now. He really wants you to give up your rights to your children and let him indoctrinate and brainwash them to be good little
communists. As long as Biden's in the White House, keep your children home. Homeschool them.
Homeschool
them. Come on, Harry. Do your deal, man.
Stand up and vote these guys out. All the Democrats.
Put yourself on the line for your children. They are the next generation. Okay.
You got the parents. Got these parents. If you have school kids, go and run for a school board. Get involved with the local PTA.
Mentor a teacher. Talk to them. Become friends with them. Change their way of thinking. Open their brain to see what's going on. Don't just be yes. Oh, yeah.
By the way, life begins at conception. Brandon, I hate calling him by it. Brandon preaches on killing kids, killing life. By the way, everyone, scientific fact, life begins at conception. There is nothing else. It's not I believe. It is a fact. Life begins at conception. No ifs, ands, and buts. Another fact. No one is born gay. It's not a gene. Scientific fact. You are indoctrinated recruited into it.
Nobody is born with hate.
Nobody's born with hate. Another scientific fact. All right?
Just indoctrinated in, because because the Democrat, well, no, there are rhinos too. I'm just saying there are individuals that have so much hate.
What they're trying to do is break up the family entity.
No matter what, they're dissatisfied with their lives. So I'm just ick. So let me make everybody icky with me.
And transgender, there is no such thing as transgender. All right? That's a mental illness.
It's a man and a woman. And that's it. There's only two sexes. I don't care what clothing you put on. I don't care if you chop it off and put something else on. You weren't born that way. You're insecure. You don't like it. That's your lookout.
Get therapy.
Really? Help yourself. Figure it out. And then you're a parent that tells their children, you need to be another one. Look what they did to Jazz Jennings. Look what they did to her.
She's going
to
die very young.
That was a boy.
Very
sick now. Her mother destroyed her. She was beautiful. And look at her.
And we're using, by the way, we're using Jennings' law to get her for child abuse.
She needs love. She needs a lot of love because she was great as she was.
This is a great way, and this is a scientific fact. If you're born with a penis, you're a boy, a male. If you're born with a vagina, you're a female. There is nothing in between. There's no 56, 57, 58, 100,000 different genders. No such thing. Two genders, male or female. Anything else is mentally ill, you need to be institutionalized. That's it. And if you think otherwise, you should not be a
man. I know one better. What is wrong with a man and woman as a relationship?
Nothing.
Nobody says people aren't. There are all different kinds of relationships.
A man and a woman, when they come together, and when the sperm hits the egg, that begins life. And life expands. That's the way it is. Talking about Lent, talking about Holy Week and Holy Month, this is part of it. Life begins at conception. No ifs, ands, or buts.
You know what? Gay couples still can't create a child together. They have to go somewhere. Sorry.
Yep.
They just can't.
You know, there's millions of people that can't conceive kids, children. They want babies. They can adopt anyone. Someone asked me how many kids I have, and I told them I have five. From different, that's the truth. And that's, she hasn't been seen since, that woman. The point is, it's not.
There were no abortions. They were all conceived and full term, and they came out, and they're all alive. And they're all doing great. All of them. Okay?
You know,
and that's the way it is. And the people are that insecure about their own insecurities. Why run away? Figure out what you are.
Right. So, now, I want to tell you something. I got a song here that's good. Now, hold on.
Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with the night. You say you got to stand for something, or you'll fall. But I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. See, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, so not a puppet on the string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
That was Aaron Tippin, and that was Aaron Tippin, and he is coming on the radio show in a couple of weeks. But we have some breaking news. I got confirmation a little bit ago. We're going to have a very special guest on a week from Sunday, and he is going to talk about election integrity. And he's going to be talking about the state of Florida. And he will be talking about what's next. I'm talking about our great governor, Ron DeSantis, agreed to come on our show. I don't know if it's going to be at 7 o'clock or 7:30, but that's going to be on a week from Sunday.
Hey,
a week from Sunday.
You never know who comes through the forbidden door.
So that's
wow,
what's coming.
Wow, that's cool. Okay.
So we're working on that, but he agreed to come on the show. Also got confirmation that Mike Lindell will be on maybe on Sunday, maybe on Wednesday of next week, but we're not sure yet.
Denise
is coming on in a couple of weeks. Right, Denise is coming out because of 2,000 Mules. 2,000 Mules is a movie that's coming out in the spring. It talks about stuffing the box, talking about the drop boxes. And you got it on film and how the communists, with the help of our Xi and Biden and Obama
and
George Soros and
Mark
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
And he's basically trying to charge us. It's a possibility. In the next few months, that treason charges will be filed against Zuckerberg on Facebook.
How does that affect the company, which is in the big tech lawsuit, and he attached
I urge everyone to go to True Social because Facebook is going to be gone in a very short time.
I think
Facebook is on its way out, like MySpace was. They're looking at trillions of dollars of legal action, among other things.
They're going to pull. What are they going to? They're going to pull their license.
I don't know, but
what
that's
they're doing
logic,
is just phenomenal.
$400 million into elections, into trying
but
to violate direct.
But they hold it. They're a publicly held company, and they have a board of directors.
Time it was handed down by Wisconsin. The Attorney General of Wisconsin indicted Mark Zuckerberg for Russian fraud and $400 million worth.
How does that affect
as they decertified the state last year.
Okay, but the question is that with Facebook or was that personal with what his money was?
It doesn't matter. Just stay on Facebook and Facebook's got a card. They can't get rid of it. And Facebook and all this bars that can't get rid of Zuckerberg.
Okay, but I do believe that the board is in on the violation of the First Amendment and censorship.
That's part of the big tech looks at what's going on. And the former head of WWE is one of the chief lawyers, Linda McMahon, that is involved. We're in contact with her and
Phil Bundy.
Van Bundy.
Absolutely. Giuliani,
all that stuff. But that's
ongoing. I read something about, they made a comment about the other person running for New York governor.
Okay, so
and then Andrew Giuliani got all the praise on it.
Andrew Giuliani is running for governor, but he's facing Lee Zeldin, which is a very popular guy and a Republican in there. And right now, I would say that Lee Zeldin has a very good chance of winning the primary and winning the...
Is he a conservative or is he a rhino?
Not a rhino.
Not a rhino.
He's a Republican. He's a conservative Republican out of Long Island. So, you know, and that's, you know, he's one of the few.
So let me ask you a question, because, you know, I do this. His platform.
It's America First.
We should get him on our show. But his platform, what he expresses, when he goes out on the campaign trail.
He supports Trump all the way.
But... will he keep his word?
Yeah, he's been...
because all these people that run and they get into
the
office, and then they go and they get in the seat and they get in there, and then they're maniacal. They don't keep their word.
He's good. He's really good. Andrew probably would have been better in the long run, but he can't win right now. So we'll take with that. All right. We need
and what's
to
going
get
on with
Trump.
The Attorney General that's crucifying Trump?
She's the state attorney. Got to understand. In New York, each borough has its own attorney.
Yes, correct. Right.
Okay. And then you got
the
state attorney general. Okay. Now the first one that wanted Trump and his family to testify.
Which
that
one? The state or the borough?
Oh, Manhattan.
Manhattan DA.
Yeah. Yeah, Manhattan
DA,
New York, your county. Manhattan DA is gone, pretty much.
Okay.
He quit, everything's done, the charges have been dropped. He is now indicted, and he's lucky to be gone pretty soon.
Okay,
he's also
so what about the other one
that's campaigning to get Trump, she's on the way out, too, and she's trying to find
the boroughs?
No, she's up in Albany.
Okay, that's the one that works with the maniacal governor.
That's the one up in Albany, and that one's in trouble.
Is she in trouble? How is she in trouble?
Besides
that the charges are
fraud. It's a set up all the way. It's a book of vendetta. She's done. And,
like Baltimore.
Yeah, like Baltimore, same thing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so.
All right. Now, we're down to about 60 minutes. I want to CPAC for a minute. We have people at CPAC. We actually came in the top 10 for our podcast, The Truth About Their Voice of the People podcast. Got over 1,000 votes, and we were in the top 10 in the vote for top podcaster. So we did pretty good on that. We have friends there that were doing interviews and stuff like that, and we're going to get the MP3s, and we're going to play them over the next few weeks on that. We were at the Trump interview before his speech, and we were there. And Eric Boland, which him and I worked together on things, he's on Newsmax, and he'll be on our show, too, in the near future. He had a lot of questions. And, of course, Liz Willis from Right Side Broadcasting and others. And we've been doing this for years. It works. Also, we've been on the air, the radio show has been on the air for over 12 years. Last week was a one-year anniversary for the podcast. We have what we call Podbean Interface, which is a podcast radio type thing, where we start the podcast similar to the radio show. We open the deep so-called song, and we're saying to Cuff, that also can make it into a TV show as an interface. That's why we call it the interface. Now,
it's in beta.
We're in the middle of working on that.
Right.
What we're doing is radio twice a week, podcast, as much as depending on breaking news, three times a week, and then the part three, you know, the interface. Now, in the summertime, we do have a deal in place. We're working on a TV show with two different stations, and it's going to be similar to Diamond and Silk, because same idea, and it's going to be more like satire. It's going to be fun. It's not going to be, you know, a podcast type thing where it's all news and everything else. It's just going to be commentary and fun, and gags and things like that. And it's going to be real cool. So we're doing all that. We're building a media enterprise here. And that's a real good thing. Now, we love to do things and we love to get things. And we have a lot of music in the radio show. And we get that. And we got a very good musical guest on Sunday coming on. And
Yes, we do. And the lady's name is Pamela Hopkins. And she is awesome. Wait till you hear her music. The woman has a gorgeous voice.
And we're going to continue with that because one of the things we love to do is get the music, into the music entertainment stuff and all these other things. And we're going to have all these movie stars and entertainers and stuff like that, John Snyder's and all that stuff and things like that.
Did he come out with a new CD today?
Yeah, he came out with a new CD, and if you go to our Facebook page, it's there.
What did he say? It was like $30 for the CD, signed?
Yeah.
And he was almost done?
Yeah,
he signed.
There's a few of them. But you got to go to his Facebook page and order it.
That's right.
But he's got a movie coming out about election integrity and all that type of stuff in the fall. And he's going to come back on our show in the summer to talk about that movie. And we already have that planned. So that's a good thing. And we got many other stars coming on, and we'll see where it goes with that. You know, but we are going to continue with that.
We'll be there.
Now, that I like country music. I like the songs. Just played one for you on that. And we're going to continue to do that. And it's really, that's our clip. We try not to do the politics all the time. We'll get the candidate once. We get closer to the election, of course, we get more and more. And we'll work it. And we like to
but
get
But hold it, hold it, hold it. We need to put this in. In District 23... And our guest, who was on, Reuben Young, he's honing in on the signatures. He's going to be on the ballot. And Debbie's going to be a goner because he's going to win the primary. Okay? He's got the ground game. He's going to have the signatures in. And he's gonna win the primary.
You know, I want to tell you something. Everybody knows that I like Carla a lot. In a lot of different ways, Carla Spalding, and she's a beautiful young lady, a Navy nurse, and all that.
It's not personal.
Not personal, I think, you know, and,
this is
and every time I'm
with
her, I was always a bodyguard in some way. So I did that, you know. So
we
you know,
need Debbie gone.
But Carla had, one of the problems we have with Carla is that she did not want to listen and get into the fight. And she kept saying, I'll do it my way. Yeah, she won the primary last time around, barely, but she won. But she didn't go any farther than that.
And she lost big.
But she didn't go into the fight. She thought she could.
You have to go into the crossover.
Now,
you have
Reuben,
to.
Reuben Young was on our show about a month ago. And he stayed the whole hour almost. And he was great, and I knew him before. This guy here goes into everything. He's a fighter. He goes to every club. He goes to every organization. He's been into Debbie's territory. Everybody in Miami-Dade County knows him because he's run there. He did a lot of things there. He's really, really big on that, and Broward County, and he's all over. And he's a big threat, and he's going to win the primary, and he will win the election.
His name is known.
Right.
Okay? And he's working his tail off to get out there.
He's only a couple hundred signatures away
and
from
getting
will, in.
And he will have it.
Now, Reuben Young will win. The story is, Ted Deutch resigned. He did not retire. He literally resigned. He took a job. Israel, he will be leaving his position as city congressman of CD 22.
Pretty fast.
Long before
he's not finishing it.
Right. He's not finishing it. So So that's an open seat.
So,
and Chip Monka is going to run. And Chip Monka official this weekend, which I think
so
he is.
So Pruden and
going,
the other woman,
going,
they're not going to win.
Chip
Monka's got it.
He's going to win 22. And we got, and with that in mind, and with the rumor going on the last few days that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is resigning, her seat, not going to run re-election.
And how about Lois Frankel? How's that doing?
I don't know.
She's
21. I don't know about 21. I don't know about 21. I do know that 20 has been contested. I really don't know how that's going to work out either.
By Dale Holiness.
Dale Holiness is facing
another
prison term along with Tony. They're conspiring to with the warlord or drug lord out of Jamaica, and there's a bunch of other stuff in there. There's indictments coming through, and one of the things that DeSantis is doing on the 13th is handling that situation with yours truly. So stay tuned for that. So we'll be talking about that stuff too. So we're going to be doing that. We got 7 minutes left to the show. Before we go, we want to...
13th is Sunday.
Yeah. That's right. A week from Sunday. DeSantis is coming out a week from Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right. And we don't show up at 7 or
7:30. Okay,
but that, but there may be other announcements beforehand concerning DeSantis and other situations. This coming week, there's some things breaking, which we can't get into it. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And I promise you, things will change here in this Broward County stuff. One of the reasons why we did the podcast this afternoon, one, to introduce the radio show, and two, to set the stage about positions. And we're talking about Second Amendments and other things like that in the Constitution, and also freedom and about the masses, things like that. Look, I'm going to tell you something. The law is the law is the law. And that's it. When you law enforcement, or maybe the office of the court, things like that.
Daylight savings time is coming.
Yeah.
At the end
anyway,
of the month.
Well, the point is that
follow the law.
You cannot circumvent the law.
Be true.
And,
be honest. Stop lying. Stop faking. Stop the bullshit. Okay. Have credibility.
Yeah.
Have integrity.
That's why we
have
that country
song.
But the reason, okay, look, we had enough of Brandon, we had enough of all these rhinos and stuff, we had enough of the communists, we had enough of all the stuff here. We are taking back this country.
You know what was sad about, I mean, besides that Brandon is there, the audience, it was empty. Where was everybody?
Well, no, it's really
why
bad.
Were they separated?
I don't know, because they're idiots. What's really, you know what's really bad? When they were talking, when Brandon talked about the bringing home Black Drake Crawford, I forgot to mention the 13 military personnel that was killed. And Paul Bear and Marjorie Taylor Greene had to yell at him because of that.
And
they
going to get censured for that from Nancy?
Yeah. They, I don't know, but the point was they yelled at him.
Okay.
And that's it.
Coming
so
up on
line,
our last few minutes, let me speak. I want to tell everybody, pray for the people in Ukraine. It looks like we're going to win it. Don't know when we're going to win it, but we're going to win it. And we do, here at The Truth, we do support the people. And we support freedom and freedom of speech. And we support the Second Amendment. Okay.
And we support protecting our loved ones, but we also don't agree to have people that can't comprehend right from wrong to have violent tempers to get a hold of a weapon. That's
and
the law.
And it's got to be legal, the weapons. You got to have file a license. And friends cannot lend friends weapons because it becomes dangerous. Especially when people don't know anything about weapons.
And you got somebody to circumvent the law to get somebody a and I have no business carrying it, and it's against the law. You are committing a crime punishable up to 10 to 15 years in prison.
But my
charge have filed. You know what's going on, and that's the way it's going to be.
I just want to say, everybody have a great rest of the week. Enjoy. Be happy. Be great with your friends. Love your family. Enjoy your day of business. And just be happy. Feel good. And this is Scarlett saying, have a great night. Have a great week. God bless America. God bless the USA. Bye.
This is Joe Gomes saying good night. Again, we're going to close with our hero, Lee Greenwood, who is awarded the Hall of Fame by CPAC. And God bless you all. And remember, a friend does not give friends weapons to circumvent the law. Only people that want to commit crimes do. God bless you.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the